Our special guests this morning are violinist Bella Kristova and conductor and artistic advisor to the Hawaii Symphony, Joanne Folletta, here to tell us about their upcoming concert with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra, a program which will include the Violin Concerto by Barber and Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 3. Good morning, Bella.
Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
To have such luminaries in the studio at the same time, I'm a bit overwhelmed. Bella, this is your first time in the islands.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
Just off the plane?
Yes, just a few hours ago, but I slept until 7 a.m., which is 1 p.m. my time.
So you haven't had an opportunity to see much?
No, not yet. Okay. Just the water from my window. It's beautiful.
So have you and Joanne collaborated before?
We have not. This is the first time, and I'm so excited.
And why did you choose the Barber Concerto?
I love the Barber Concerto. I feel like I have somewhat of a special connection to it because my teacher, Jamie Laredo, he knew Barber and he played for him. And so I feel like I've sort of learned it straight from the source. And so it was one of a number of concertos suggested. And so it was agreed upon that we would do the Barber.
The melodies go straight to the heart.
Definitely. The slow movement melody, the oboe, and then the cello get in and the violin plays it. That's one of my all-time favorite melodies.
Well, since you mentioned the slow movement, let's hear a little bit of it.
Thank you.
passage from the slow movement from the Violin Concerto by Samuel Barber. Like the Brahms Concerto, that movement opens with a theme for the oboe.
Yeah, beautiful one.
The Barber is such a beautiful work. We used to wonder why Isaac Stern's recording was the only one available. Now it seems everyone does it.
Yeah, but I think it's quite difficult. I mean, especially the third movement, it's really a difficult piece. I think it's solidly entered the repertoire now, Gene. Don't you think it's really an American classic?
It is. But it took a while to get there. And sadly, Barber died in 1980. He never got to see it happen. But there seems to be a resurgence of interest in his music in general these days.
I'm so glad, because it's American Romanticism at its finest, I think, and a voice that we should cherish. I mean, it's quite astonishing. When I bring Barber's First Symphony overseas, or the Violin Concerto, they just are amazed at the beauty of this piece.
Barber, I know, resented being pigeonholed as a romantic, but when asked to describe the music he wrote, he just said, "I write the way I feel." So with him, it was all about feelings.
Yes.
We're speaking with Bella Kristova and Joanne Folletta, who will be making a joint appearance with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this weekend, music of Barber, Hindemith, and Rachmaninoff. And let's talk about Rachmaninoff's Third Symphony. It's in the same vein, lush and romantic, as his Symphony No. 2, which remains very popular, but the third has never quite achieved the same traction somehow.
No, and it's a piece that I adore, so I'm a little bit on a kind of mini mission to play it as often as I can. To me, there's an elusive quality about it, which makes it only the more appealing for me. There's perhaps not the great abundance of wonderful melodies that he stuffs into the Second Symphony, or even in the piano concertos, but there are such beautiful moments and a sense of a perfect rubato. And of course, the thing that is irresistible is the kind of melancholy that pervades this music. I mean, this is music towards the end of his life, and I guess maybe by now he's realized he's never going to go back to Russia, and he creates that longing in this music, this love of his country in the time of the Tsar, and his homesickness. It's so beautiful.
But he was homesick the day he was born. That melancholy that melancholy quality you're talking about was part and parcel of his music before
right.
he left Russia.
Right.
He was a little disappointed with the reception of his new symphony. He wrote to a friend that he knew only three people who were in love with it, and one of them, he said, is me. So apparently he was pleased with it.
Well, I love it. I love it. And I from how the orchestra's reacted to it in our rehearsal, they seem to be completely enchanted with it, too. So I hope we can convince the audience, too.
Oh, I don't think you'll have any trouble. It's been called his most Russian symphony, not by me, but others. And yet it starts off with a theme that sounds like Shenandoah, an American folk tune.
It does. It does. Right at the beginning with that tune, there's always this sense of how much rubato, how much lingering. You know, with Rachmaninoff, sometimes the tunes are beautiful and you want to sort of luxuriate in them. But he, first and foremost, was about structure, I think, and always was able to see the big picture of the symphony and its architecture.
Let's hear a little bit from the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 3.
Thank you.
Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 3, we heard a portion of the third movement, and there it is, that Shenandoah theme.
you identified it, Gene, you're right. By a beautiful piece of music.
Now, Stokowski premiered the work in 1936 and then performed it only once more 40 years later. Is this a particularly difficult work to bring across? There are some modernistic tendencies in the music.
I think it is difficult. I mean, it is modern, which I love that about it. I find the same thing in symphonic dances. I mean, this is Rachmaninoff as a sophisticated 20th century composer experimenting and moving in new directions. But I think it's more the knitting together of this symphony that makes it difficult. Keeping the momentum going, and at the same time, luxuriating a little bit into the beautiful moment. So that combination takes a lot of
control,
thought.
Doesn't it?
And
not getting carried away by the
yes,
sheer luxuriousness
and also an
of the music.
That's willing to mm-hmm. to go with you in those directions.
We're speaking with Joanne Folletta, and Bella Kristova will be performing the Barber Violin Concerto and Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 3. We hadn't discussed the opening work on the concert, Hindemith's Symphonic Variations.
That's right.
Or
this
Metamorphoses.
Metamorphoses.
Yeah.
This is a spectacular orchestral show piece, and thank goodness that Hindemith, when he wrote it for a ballet that was not to be for various reasons, and then decided this is just too good to throw out. So based on the music of Carl Maria von Weber, and supposedly Hindemith had a great love for this prince of romantic music, as he's called, and used to play four-hand piano music with his wife of Weber pieces, and used them to create what he thought would be a ballet, but now is an orchestral showpiece, almost a little concerto for orchestra in some way.
Mm-hmm. Very colorful. For Hindemith, it's very colorfully orchestrated.
Very colorful, very imaginative, very, very enjoyable, very funny. And, of course, it ends with one of the most stirring marches ever written. I mean, it's just amazing, amazing.
It's almost like he was having fun.
It does mm-hmm. sound. It is fun. It yeah. does. It sounds like fun. And probably it is his most popular piece, Gene. Do you think so? I mean, of all the pieces of his that are played.
Mm-hmm. And it will make a great opening for the concert.
Yeah, we hope so.
Okay, it's quite a substantial concert. Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis on themes of Weber, then the Barber Violin Concerto with Bella Kristova, and we'll conclude with the Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 3 in the second half of the concert. Can't do any better than that. Joanne Folletta and Bella Kristova, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning. We're looking forward to the concerts this weekend. Saturday, 7:30, and then Sunday, a matinee performance at 4 p.m. Bella,
thank
Joanne,
you, Jean.
Been
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you, Jean.